the Fed cannot raise interest rates high enough to bring down inflation, because inflation is mostly supply side. They can't do anything about that. So they're trying to take inflation down by raising interest rates, in other words, crushing demand alone, right? But when they raise it up a certain level between 5 and 6, I've been predicting you're going to start getting financial instability. And we see that already now with the Silicon Valley Bank, because the tech sector is the most exposed right now. And, you know, there's like 250 companies that have their money in Silicon Valley Bank, a lot of them startups. And if that bank goes belly up and they lose that money, well, a whole bunch of startups are gonna crash, right? That's why the government, I think, is gonna really jump in and bail it out. There's already signs they're doing it. But we don't know the contagion between Silicon Valley Bank and other tech financial funders and other commercial banks that fund these tech banks. You know, the tentacles of contagion are very widespread, and we don't really know it because these debt tentacles are always very opaque. You know, we saw that back with the housing sector crash, and we're going to find out over the weekend, or start to find out, what are the contagion potential here for the collapse of this bank, a very important bank. And it'd be interesting to see what happens on Monday, both in the financial markets, stock and bond markets, and also all next week, because we're beginning to see it will leak out step by step, I think, on what the contagion is. And it may shut down the funding of startups in the tech industry for a while. So, you know, it's all traceable to the Fed interest rate policy and Biden's policy of attacking tech, Chinese technology, and trying to get businesses to come back to the U.S., which is part of the geopolitical. The problem with Biden is that it's all geopolitics, and you know what happens to the economy be damned, really, as the U.S. tries to ring fence Russia and China and the other countries who may align with them. The U.S. is bifurcating slowly the global economy, the global capitalist economy. But it's all because of geopolitical objectives, I believe. And it's going to be a big price to pay, I think, eventually, by a couple years from now. I think it's too early, much too early to say that. And unlike in 2008, boy, the government is jumping on this thing, ensuring bailouts and so forth already within 24 hours. You know, they learned their lesson of not dragging their feet back then. I think one of the consequences, if there is contagion, is the Fed's going to stop raising rates because they're going to take care of the financial sector first. And that means inflation is going to stay high, 3%, 4%, 5%. It's not going to come down. So they're between a rock and a hard place, you know. Do they try to keep bringing inflation down by raising rates, or by raising rates, do they cause further financial stress? The Fed doesn't work very well. The policy doesn't work very well anymore in the 21st century, where you've got a globalized, financialized world economy.